Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Have I mentioned to you lately how happy I am to be a Catholic? I was just flipping through online just to make sure that I knew which week we were in and what we celebrate as Catholics, as far as the Advent candle and what our theme is for this week. And lo and behold, guess what? I get out on that there interweb and I find all this different stuff from different Christian denominations. One said that this week was love. Another said that this week was peace. And guess what? You go out to the Catholic search, that's what happens. Whenever you're searching something, better put the word Catholic in there. And the reason I say that I'm glad I am Catholic is because, look, Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament promise of the Messiah. If you've ever read the Old Testament, you know, in the book of Leviticus, for example, that God taught them exactly how they should worship. They had to do specific things in specific orders in order to appropriately worship God. We don't get to decide how we worship God. God tells us how we worship Him. That's why church, Mass, on Sunday is an obligation. If you don't go, it's a mortal sin. Because God knew darn well that if we didn't go and worship Him every Sunday, were we going to stay on the path? Look at some of the people out there who go to daily Mass. Think about how much more on the path they are because they receive Jesus every single day. So let's just quickly review, and then we're going to dive into this week's theme, all four of the Advent candles and their meaning so that nobody gets confused. Okay, first week. That was last week. That was hope. And it's symbolized, the candle is the prophet's candle. And it's just basically reminding us that Jesus is coming. That's kind of how we kick it off. So we got to have hope in our hearts, not just for the first week of Advent, all the time. I told you many times we stink at hope. Okay, this week, second week, it's faith. And it's the Bethlehem candle, reminding us of Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem. Third Sunday, joy. That's the pink candle. And that's the shepherd's candle, reminding us of the joy the world experienced at the coming birth of Jesus. That was weird. Jesus. I don't know. I looked down because I had to clear my throat and push stop. And that Jesus name came out very strange. Okay, fourth Sunday symbolizes peace. And it's the angel's candle, reminding us of the message of the angels saying peace on earth, goodwill toward men. All right. We're looking at faith this week. Not peace, not love, faith. And let's reflect on Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem. Let's reflect on our journey. I look at it like, okay, that's you and me trying to get to heaven. It's not an easy road. We're going to have our ups and downs. But if we still are faithful, and if we rest on what Jesus and His Word and the Bible, God's Word, the Father, has told us over the years and over the time that we've read it, we should be totally cool and copacetic this week. faith. If I didn't have faith, everyone, I don't know what I would do. You may not know this. Some of you just listened to my podcast. You may not have even seen this on my video, but we just had a tornado hit our town in Tennessee. I was like, immediately I just looked up to the sky, looked up to heaven and said, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for us being safe, not being down there. Because my husband came home the day before the tornado hit. And he could have easily stayed another day because the weather, hence the tornado, was like almost 70 degrees down there. It was pretty warm for this time of the year. Perfect brewing opportunity for a tornado. We don't know if anything's damaged. We're just hoping and praying. I immediately prayed for everybody down there. There were like 6 people that died. There were a bunch of different tornadoes in that area. And if I didn't have this beautiful gift of faith to fall back on, and that's God's word and everything that Jesus told us and in his church. So I just, like almost like a trust fall where, you know, people fall back and you expect someone, you better freaking catch me, man, or I'm going flat on the ground. It's like that. Just fall back on your faith. Fall back on the peace of God. Fall back on his mercy and his love and his joy. Most importantly, be grateful and thankful that you have faith. Because for me, I would not be able to manage my emotions. I would not be able to be a rational human being. I would not be able to sleep. I would be an absolute mess, an emotional wreck. I know this of me. You know this of me. You see me just lose it on a podcast, start crying. I mean, I am definitely a person that is in contact. I mean, contact isn't the right word. I feel my feelings. I am very connected to what is going on. You know what I mean? And I definitely have that mirror neuron for others. So when I see someone else hurting or in pain, I feel that. I think it's a beautiful thing. But I know that the evil ones, if back 10 years ago this was happening to me, they would make me a living lunatic. I would be probably a drug addict. I would be an alcoholic. I would spiral into every drug to numb my feelings. But now I feel them and I process them and I manage them. And it's such a different life. And it's all because of the gift of faith. So I want to remind myself this week, okay, Mary and Joseph, they took that leap of faith and started heading toward Bethlehem, not having anywhere to go, about ready to give birth, not just to any baby, but like, you know, God. I mean, can you imagine? But I bet every step of the way, because they were filled with the Holy Spirit, because they had God in their life, because they gave God everything. They trusted God no matter what. I like to use faith as a synonym with trust. Trust in what the Bible says. Do not be afraid. Don't let your peace get rocked, because there's a reason God's doing this. Sanctifying you, sanctifying others. And we just don't know in the middle of it what's going on. So we capture that thought. We capture that emotion. We do not let ourselves get stressed out. We do not allow ourselves to wake up in the middle of the night and stay up and worry and think and process all of the stuff that we have to do. Like, I want you all to really pay attention to your stress levels, to what's going on during these few weeks as we prepare for Christmas. As we prepare for Jesus, I should really say. Faith, trust. And I almost wish that this week was peace, because I think that's probably the week where everyone does get a little stressed out. I don't know many people that wait until the third or fourth week to get things done, unless, of course, it's grocery shopping for food that you're going to serve. Oh, my gosh. Lord, help me with my English today. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls. Father, please, we ask, we know that you've loved us to life. And we ask for you to help us. What is it that you want us to do this week to dive more into our faith, into trusting you, into humility, and kicking our pride to the curb, where we can run to you at any time? And thank you so much, Father, for giving us this beautiful gift of belief in your Son and belief in your Catholic Church and all the beautiful sacraments you gave us to help us on this journey. So if we have fallen, please, Holy Spirit, put in our heart movement and desires to run to reconciliation, where we can meet Jesus eyelash to eyelash and mend our souls, clean them white as snow. During this time, please help us not be stressful, Lord. We should be preparing for you, anxiously awaiting your arrival, not fearful and stressed out and not even thinking of you, but thinking of all of the things that we need to do to abide by the cultural Christmas, the presents, the food, everything, the decorations. Help us to remember that all of that doesn't really matter. Because without Jesus, we have no salvation. So help all of us bring a little Jesus to the world this week. Be a little more filled with faith and joy and peace and love, so that we can, honestly, Lord, so that we can be different to everyone that we know. So that they can look at us and say, "You, what is it that you're on? I want some." Or, you are different. How can you be so peaceful?" And then we can glorify you and give you all the credit. Help us focus on faith this week, Lord. Our guardian angel, all you holy angels and saints, please wrap around us and fight with us. Help us to be faithful, not just today, not just the second week of Advent, but always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know what? I'm going to back up. Through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to add that through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Again, you all know I've been on this Marian devotion train. I'm still on the train. But it's always nice to end with the two of them. For a couple of reasons. Number one, I want Satan and his minions to hear me say that out loud, that I am not just calling on God, I got Mary as well, who they all hate, probably more than God himself. To be real honest with you, I do believe that that is the case. All right. Faith. Why don't you take a moment today and just thank God for this beautiful gift of faith? Because I have so many times. And I don't even have the words. Good thing I have the gift of tongues. Some of you may be like, "What? She's got the gift of tongues? What?" Yeah, I do. It's crazy. We could talk about that if you guys want to learn about what happened to me there. Just send me a note. Kendra@KendraVonEsch.com. Tell me any topics. Let me know of anything you guys want me to talk about. Otherwise, I'll just keep coming to you with things that come on my heart in prayer. And keep your eye on YouTube for a Monday motivation video and have, oh, hang on. Gotta do the other thing first. Find something more with God. Soul, mind, and body. I don't know what's going on with you guys out there, with your soul, with your mind, with your body. Are you paying attention with your mind? Are you capturing those thoughts? Are you moving your body? Are you working out? Are you praying? Are you getting up and starting your day, giving God your first fruits of the day? Are you praying the rosary? Are you attending Mass more reverently? What are you doing to increase your relationship with God? And that honestly means your time. But it doesn't mean that you just have to sit. You could pray throughout the day. Prayer is just amazing. And it just takes a second or two to throw a quick thank you, I love you, up to God. All day, every day, it is truly right and just. It's our duty, it's our salvation to thank Him always and everywhere, and we don't. So let's get on that. Okay. Find something more with God, everyone, soul, mind, and body. I know I've already said that, and have a blessed and inspired day.